93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. It's Breaking Bad News. If you have to break bad news to somebody, if you really don't like doing it, I hate confrontation. That's just me, and I hate doing that. It's always good to have a crowd, a bunch of people to kind of be your cheerleaders.
Especially if I'm going to make somebody cry, they're going to make me cry. It's just going to be a hot mess. Both of us just
lots of crying
together, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hopefully that's not what we do, but it is Breaking Bad News. And this morning we have Janet with us. Good morning, Janet.
Hi.
Hey, honey. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're doing real good. Thanks for emailing us. And you're on Breaking Bad News, so you have to say something bad to somebody. Who are you going to be breaking bad news to this morning?
My husband, Scott.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm his second wife, and we're in a second marriage, and he's got three kids with with his ex-wife. And I just found out recently that the third child is actually not his biological daughter, and she doesn't know it. He still pays child support for all three of them, but I am like, you know, because they visit and everything, and I have this secret, and I don't think it's fair to the little girl to not know that.
Okay,
so the little girl doesn't know that that's not her father?
Yeah. Did you say he doesn't know it, or she does?
She doesn't know.
He knows. She doesn't know.
Oh, my gosh. And how old is she?
Yeah, she's 5.
Oh, peanut.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
So, obviously, this is something that your husband must have divulged to you. I mean, is that why? Yeah. I mean, I guess we can speculate that's why the divorce happened or whatever. But so, this is not his child, but he's still paying and treating this. What's the little girl's name?
Wonderful.
Elizabeth.
So he's still treating Elizabeth like a daughter and still financially takes care of Elizabeth like a daughter, even though he knows it's not his.
Right. Yeah. Wow. And he just told me this like a couple months ago. And so I've been holding this in, and, you know, they come over because they visit him, obviously, you know, every once in a while. And so I just hate having the secret from her.
Right.
And I think that he should tell her, and his ex-wife should tell her too.
So
she's
you
5. Wow.
Yeah, she's
she'll understand really, but
yeah, that's tough because anything with a child is tough. So what do you want out of the events today, Janet? You just want to tell your husband that he's got to come clean and that the ex-wife has to come clean and she should know who her real dad is?
I think so, and like start taking steps towards it because, you know, at this age I feel like they're developing things, and then if it comes out when she's 15, I think she'll be a little annoyed or angry, and I think she has the right to know. You know, I think there's a way to bring it up to her gently, but I think keeping a secret from her is a horrible thing that they're doing.
Yeah. Now, is the ex-wife with the guy that's the father, or is the father in the picture? Does he even want to be?
No, he's not. No.
Okay. Wow. Huh. Yeah, but that's tough, man. How long have you been married to Scott? You said this is your second marriage.
Yes, like 3 years.
3 years, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, don't say anything. Janet, we're going to put you on with your husband and let you break the bad news, okay?
Great. Thanks.
All right, here we go. Breaking bad news.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, babe. How's it going?
Good. Can you, like, talk for a second?
Yeah, I got a minute. What's up?
Oh, awesome. So I was just thinking, you know, you told me about Elizabeth, and I was thinking that maybe it's about time to kind of inform her nicely, you know, like have a conversation with her about how you were not her real dad, and perhaps, you know, because I think that it's going to, to continue to lie to her like this, I think it's going to, in the future, kind of make her angry or upset or really screw up her brain.
You know what? Honestly, babe, I worry about that too sometimes, but I just feel like she's, her dad's not going to ever take responsibility for her. I don't want her to grow up and not have any sort of, you know, positive male role model in her life. And, you know, they need help. There's three kids. They need help with bills and stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like, it's not really a responsibility because we have a life as well, and it's like really stringing on our finances and stuff. And you know, if we want to start a family of our own, it's kind of holding us back. And I mean, and that's not even just about the money. It's like,
no, I get it. I get it.
Probably not the best.
I mean, to be totally honest, I've been thinking about this for a while too. And I just don't know. I wouldn't even know how to. I don't even think she's old enough to understand. You know.
Yeah. Have you had a conversation about it with your ex? Like, what does she think about it? Does she not even?
I mean, obviously, she wants me to keep paying.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, I mean, that's.
That's
what she
really
thinks.
Fair, and I don't think that, like,
I know.
I mean, she's five, yeah, but I think that, like, bringing it up, there's a way to do it. I think you know, without being like, "Hey, I'm not your dad." Cause it's
I get it.
But just for her future reference, you know, and stuff like that, and it's like you shouldn't have to. It's great that you can be a role model, but I don't think that you should have to. You know,
I know. You're right. You're right.
Paying and you know, because you know, I care for her too. I think she's a great kid, but
yeah,
just in the financial what we're looking at, it's just it's bothering me because like I know now and I see her and I know this thing and like it's not up to me to tell her.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you have to lie too. I get it, but yeah. I totally get it.
And it's just making me feel bad and like
you
I'm
know what?
They're great.
Yeah. I'm going to call her mom tonight. Maybe we can work something out. I mean,
we're going to break in here. Hi, good morning. Is this Scott?
Hello?
Hey, Scott.
Hi.
It's Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams, a little radio station here in Madison.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
Oh, jeez.
It's
baby,
okay.
You got us on the radio.
Well, we have kids. It's okay.
I didn't know how you're going to take it.
Oh, she's crying.
We're on a segment called Breaking Bad News. Your wife, Janet, beautiful, lovely Janet, she was super concerned about the situation, and she just wanted some help and to break the bed. But let me tell you something. You handled it like a gladiator, man. You're a sweet guy. You know, you sound like the perfect husband. I mean, you agreed with her. Yeah. You didn't get upset. You're taking care of a child that's not yours. You know, so, and obviously.
Yeah, she's right. I don't want to pull her into this lie, too. It's just so hard to figure out what the right thing to do in this situation is, you know.
So have you ever had a conversation yet with the mom about this particular
but I haven't brought it up in like a, you know, I'm not going to do it anymore type way. And you know, she is struggling and I kind of do feel obligated to help her out, especially when this kid for at least a little while looked up to me like a dad. I can't like just say nope, you're done.
Are you committed to being basically her dad for the rest of her time growing up?
Especially if it means like having a hard time starting a family with the woman I'm with now and dragging her into this lie. I mean, it's probably the best thing to do just to go to her and say, look, I love this child like my own, but I can't pretend to be her father and I can't afford to pay child support for three kids.
I just want to know, are you going to stay in her life though?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. Cause this happened to somebody that I know and it just devastated the child. And I just So that's good. You're saying,
well,
stay active in her life.
He
so I think
like
that's wonderful that you're doing that.
Seems like a stand-up guy. He's definitely doing a lot of, there's a lot of guys out there that probably, you know, and maybe a lot of girls, I don't know, but a lot of people that, you know, would be in that situation.
They would run.
Yeah, bye.
They would just run.
Forget it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, good for you, man. Well, we're obviously not going to solve this all here, but you guys at least, you know, got something out of here and you got talking about it, which is good, and hopefully it'll all work out in the end.
Yeah.
I hope so. We'll see what the ex says.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, if it's anything like my ex, nothing is going to be
good.
I can tell you that much.
Cute.